Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is very short. Actually, a story about the Seder. Now, you may know that part of the Seder is breaking the Afikoman. That is, breaking the middle matzah. Excuse me. Breaking the middle matzah. We have three matzahs on our plate. Some people call them Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. Some say the top one is the Kohen, some say the bottom is the Kohen. Bottom one, which we don't break at the beginning of the Seder, bottom one later on will be for the sandwich. But the middle one we break right near the beginning of the Seder. And the bigger half we save for the Afikoman. And the smaller half we leave among the three months. So one time, the Tzedek, who was the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, when he was a little boy, there was sitting Rebbe Rishab, who was at that time a little boy. He was later be the fifth Rebbe Rishab. His name was Solomon Sovber, sitting at the Seder. And he was watching what happened. That is, that it came time for everyone to break their middle matzah, all the people that had Seder plate. And one of the guests broke the middle matzah. And it so happened that he broke it almost exactly in half. He took out the two pieces, was measuring them to see which one was bigger. And the Tzedek said, when a person has to measure who's bigger, him or somebody else, then most probably he's this. He meant by this that everything of the Seder that we do has a meaning for going out of Mitzrayim in a simple sense, and also has a deeper meaning. And measuring to see which half of the middle matzah is bigger teaches us a lesson. What is that lesson? That if we are measuring between people, who's bigger, me or somebody else, that probably means that the other person's bigger than me, greater than me, that is. If I'm all concerned with measuring, if I'm bigger or better or smarter or whatever than the other person, then most probably I'm not really bigger or better or smarter. I have to measure. This is something which is very special lesson, a very strong lesson. The Rebbe Rishab, who was a little boy there. That is, when it comes to preparing ourselves to other people, we should be very careful. Preparing ourselves to somebody else and trying to figure out if we're better than them, then that itself shows that we're probably not better than them. It's better each person to do the best that they can, and do as many mitzvahs as they can, tight as they can, but not worry about, am I better than this other? This way, instead of worrying if we're better than the other person or not, we'll be able to focus on being the best that we can be and helping the other person, they can be the best they can be. This will help bring them to Ula much, much better. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.